Chapter 12. The word of the Lord also came to me, saying, Son of man, you dwell in the midst of the rebellious house, who have eyes to see and don't see, who have ears to hear and don't hear, for they are a rebellious house. Therefore you, son of man, prepare stuff for removing, and remove by day in their sight, and you shall remove from your place to another place in their sight. It may be that they will consider, though they are a rebellious house. You shall bring forth your stuff by day in their sight as stuff for removing, and you shall go forth yourself at evening in their sight as when men go forth into exile. Dig through the wall in their sight and carry out. In their sight you shall bear it on your shoulder and carry it forth in the dark. You shall cover your face that you don't see the land, for I have set you for a sign to the house of Israel. I did as I was commanded. I brought forth my stuff by day as stuff for removing, and in the evening I dug through the wall with my hand. I brought it forth in the dark, and bore it on my shoulder in their sight. In the morning came the word of the Lord to me, saying, Son of man, has not the house of Israel, the rebellious house, said to you, What are you doing? Say this to them, Thus says the Lord God, This burden concerns the prince in Jerusalem, and all the house of Israel among whom they are. Say, I am your sign. Like as I have done, so shall it be done to them. They shall go into exile, into captivity. The prince who is among them shall bear on his shoulder in the dark, and shall go forth. They shall dig through the wall to carry out. He shall cover his face, because he shall not see the land with his eyes. My net also will I spread on him, and he shall be taken in my snare, and I will bring him to Babylon, to the land of the Chaldeans. Yet he shall not see it, though he shall die there. I will scatter toward every wind all who are round about him to help him and all his bands, and I will draw out the sword after them. They shall know that I am the Lord, when I shall disperse them among the nations, and scatter them through the countries. But I will leave a few men of them from the sword, from the famine, and from the pestilence, that they may declare all their abominations among the nations where they come, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, eat your bread with quaking, and drink your water with trembling and with fearfulness, and tell the people of the land, Thus says the Lord God, concerning the inhabitants of Jerusalem and the land of Israel, They shall eat their bread with fearfulness, and drink their water in dismay, that her land may be desolate, and despoiled of all that is therein, because of the violence of all those who dwell there. The cities that are inhabited shall be laid waste, and the land shall be a desolation, and you shall know that I am the Lord. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, what is this proverb that you have in the land of Israel, saying, The days are prolonged, and every vision fails. Tell them, therefore, Thus says the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel. But tell them, The days are at hand, and the fulfillment of every vision. For there shall be no more any false vision, nor flattering divination within the house of Israel. For I am the Lord. I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall be performed. It shall be no more deferred. For in your days, rebellious house, will I speak the word, and I will perform it, says the Lord God. Again the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, behold, they of the house of Israel say, The vision that he sees is for many days to come, and he prophesies of times that are far off. Therefore tell them, Thus says the Lord God, There shall none of my words be deferred any more. But the word which I shall speak shall be performed, says the Lord God.